Hey everyone, it's Nick with Us Versus Herd. What I want to cover is where I've been having success in the markets lately. I think as options traders, we get a little lazy, we get complacent, and I think it's good for anyone to really evaluate and where you're having success, where you're failing, and what you're doing well at, what you're doing poor at, and where you're kind of in the middle. And for me personally, one of the exercises that I do is I look back at my trades for a couple of weeks, especially let's say I had a green week or I had a red week. I definitely when I have a red week, I look back, examine, and I think that when we have a winning week, this should be the same thing too. When we have a winning week, we shouldn't get lazy and think that that winning streak is going to continue. We should always be dissecting, analyzing. It doesn't matter what level of trader you are. Some people will say, hey, I have so much experience, you know, I can never get screwed. Or the beginner trader, like, well, I'm just going to try a different thing here, try a different thing here. But, you know, if you want to be successful at option trading, if you want to have winning trades, you have to know yourself. You have to know what trades are working out, and you have to know what trades are not working out. And for me personally, what hasn't been working out, let's say over the last month, is day trading. Day trading, due to the low volatility, I have not been excelling at. You know, I'm just gonna be honest with you. Day trading during low volatility has not been going very well for me. But where I have been having success is selling premium. I've been doing iron condors, more neutral plays. I've been shorting on the call side. I've been shorting on the put side. So it doesn't really matter. It all depends on what the stock calls for and what the option pricing is and that kind of thing. But, you know, for me, I think it's more important to, you know, be honest with yourself instead of getting repetitive, thinking that things are going to turn around. A lot of times what happens is when we have a couple losing trades, we keep thinking that, you know, eventually that's going to end, where we just keep putting on the same type of trade. You know, if you're day trading or you're selling premium, let's say you're losing, let's say you keep doing the same thing, obviously you're going to get the same results. So, you know, for me, you know, if you are on a losing streak, like for me, I was on a little bit of a losing streak with day trading. You know, I shifted. I have been selling premium for a while, but I actually took off the majority of 2019 from selling premium. I've recently got back into, from before 2019, I was selling premium pretty consistently. And then 2019, I stopped for some reason, got more day trading. And I think it depends on what you like to do versus what you want to do, right? And a lot of times you're looking for a play, but that doesn't have the right strategy is not there, right? So you're looking for a play, you're looking to do a day trade, but the opportunity isn't there. But there's going to be an opportunity maybe to short some premium, you know, during options, when you're learning options or when you're trading options, there's a certain strategy for each type of stock and each type of environment that we're in. Like if I'm just shorting premium now, it's not going to continue forever. If you're like, oh, I only make money shorting premium right now, that's going to work, yes, but it's not going to work for forever. You can't just keep milking and milking and milking. Like let's say, hey, I'm just going to buy a call on SPY. If I buy a call, I made money. Okay, I buy a call, I made money. Yes, you're going to make more money than not, especially in a bullish market. But if you keep buying calls, one day that's not going to work. You can't just keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again in order to make money. There's a lot of ways to make money in the market, and you have to constantly be evaluating where you are, what you're doing, and what the best way is to make money in that time frame. You know, and also it depends on how much time you have to trade. You know, I have more time than most people. Some people tell me, hey, I can only trade during my lunch shift, or hey, because I work all day, I have to trade futures at night. You know, and it all depends on your time frame, and that's the beautiful thing about the market. You're able to trade anything at pretty much any time and come up with a schedule and a strategy that works for you. My strategy might not be the best for you because you might have your own, you know, you have your own job, you have your own thing going on, and you have different time constraints. And some people maybe have more flexibility than me, and they're able to do different trades than I do. So that's why it's important to evaluate where you're at. It's important to, you know, come up with your own strategy, your own beliefs, and realize when things aren't working. When things aren't working, you know, you have to stop. You just can't keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. You literally have to stop and pump the brakes and evaluate, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing right? You know, last week, I did terrible day trading, but what saved me from having huge losses was selling that premium. So then this week I came into the market looking to sell more premium, and so far it's going good, going pretty well. But I did have a couple day trades today that didn't work out, but what worked out was selling premium. So kind of what does that tell me right now? Right now, my eye is more for selling premium versus just day trading or buying contracts just outright. That's just where it is. Sometimes you gravitate more towards other things than other people. Other people see things that you don't, and that's okay. You can't, everyone's not gonna see anything, everything. You have to do what works for you. You have to go with what your mindset is at that time. And right now, my mindset is more on the selling premium side because that's just clicking. You know, when it clicks for you, you gotta stay with it. Stay with your lane. Don't worry about what other people are doing. Don't worry about what I'm doing. If you're saying, hey, Nick, you're selling premium, I should sell premium too. If you're not in that mindset, if you're not in that lane, you know, don't do it. You know, I'm just doing this video so I could be held accountable, let you know what's going on, and just kind of have a heart to heart where things are at with me. So, you know, let me know what you guys are doing, what's working for you, what's not working for you. You know, I definitely want to know. I stay engaged with the Facebook group, I stay engaged with Discord, wherever you are. You can message me on any social media platform. I do respond. And, you know, as always, stay safe, stay green. It's us versus herd.